Well, we have a situation with CAMHS, of course, for many, many years. The Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service is something that is an absolute priority, and the Minister has said it's her priority to get it working properly. However, you know, struggling in many ways. The Team 1, which is the team of CAMHS that looks after Leitrim, West Cavan and East Sligo, hasn't got a clinical lead at the moment. And because it hasn't got a clinical lead, when doctors make referrals, they're getting letters back saying that they can't accept the referrals. They're not even getting onto the waiting list. And it's you know, a total absence of service, really, for people out there who may have a child or an adolescent who is self-harming, who is suicidal, who is in a terrible situation, and all the stress and worry that brings on a family, that they're told that there's basically no service for them, that they should go to the emergency department in the hospital. And we all know the chaos that that is. So I think, you know, it's a really serious situation that needs to be got to grip. The junior minister for mental health, Mary Butler, came back and said that it was her priority to ensure it's done, and quoted all sorts of numbers of how much was being invested into it. But the reality is that the service is not there for an awful lot of families out there, and it's totally wrong.
And presumably it's down to staffing then, is it?
It's down to staffing, and staffing is a huge problem. We also have a situation where intellectual disabilities teams have not been set up, which is also part of the same situation. And there was actually a consultant for intellectual disabilities in the CAMHS put in place last November. The person only stayed a week or two because they realised that there was no service other than themselves. They were the only single part of the service, and they didn't stay. And that service is again gone and missing. And we have children out there that, you know, really need these services in place. And it's totally wrong that we have a situation that we have skeleton staff in many of these services that are meant to be there for to deal with people who are, you know, really vulnerable and really need help. And it's so worrying and so distressing for families.